know who he is?
No, I live very
far. Oh, so 6 years after. Okay.
I'm going to Brooklyn tonight.
No big rush. Rabbi Alpert, the Chanavach used to be a Rebbe in our yeshiva. So every year he used to make a special, he used to send some boys from his shir every year to raise money for a poor Talmud Chacham who was a very old man 10 years ago, who's older now, who is in need of money. He knew him personally. And then after Rabbi Alpert passed away, so his wife used to call me up every year to raise money. So she called me again this year and she's interested in having us continue raise the money that it should be considered a schus for her husband. Anyway, schus or not, the man needs the money. So people can, who's collecting this year? Noam Konigsberg, the Gabbai. In case anyone has any extra money lying around, he's collecting. This is four Feldman. Okay, it's back. Yesterday we started discussing the Rambam's opinion. We didn't get too far. We left off in the middle. The Gemara darshans from the Pasuk Lechem Oni that there are certain conditions that have to be met in order that you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with whatever matzah they're selling in the store. So it has to be number one Lechem and it has to be number two Oni. So the conditions of Lechem are universal conditions. These dinim apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's negeh to the of Chalo, so that we discussed yesterday, that there are several dinim which is more darshan from the word oni, that has to adopt the lechem oni prad the matzo ashira. What constitutes matzo ashira? There were different cases. One point the Gemara had was if it's ashisha. Ashisha, we determined yesterday, is 72 bases. That's a lamed rovam base. Such a gigantic matzah that it consists of 72 bases of matzah, then it's not kosher. Echem is shisha ve'eva. That's on the bottom of lamed rovam base. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that they recommend you should make small matzahs. Our matzahs are way, way smaller than the shisha 72 bases. Then there's another din of chol that matzah mevushelus is not accepted, and the taste is on the bottom of lamed rovam base has two shot. And what do you might call it from? If it's cooked, matzah mevushelus is not good because it's not called lechem, because it's not called oni. There's 2 days in the Rishonim how to read the Gemara. Okay, we discussed that yesterday. And then the Gemara is also might pashin eloisha v'yayin shemen bashan cholos. That's on lamed rovam with aleph. Gemara dashes from the pasuk. Gemara has a machlekes atanoi. So Rav Yosi Aglili says that the word lechem oni is nidrash even if spelled with an ayin. You darshan it, you pass from Allah as if it were spelled with an aleph, and you interpret this to be alluding to the fact that you have to have lechem that could be necho banimus, to the exclusion of matzah shol maitha sheni, which is ein necho banimus. But the pasuk says lechal to be yotim meni, you're not permitted to eat maitha sheni, and one is in the state of Aninus. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's on Lamed Rovam, but Aleph around 10 lines from the top. Right, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. It's not true. It's written with an ayin. You darshan it as if it were written with an aleph. It's a different spelling and a different pronunciation. So he says, what does it mean? Lechem oni, that matzah shira is not acceptable. I'm adopting lechem oni like an oni. But the Yisrael Shem Yiloshim, the Yayin Shem, and the Vajim, and the Gemara says Kovah. These four mashim. The Rambam claim that it's only these four mashkin, and the other Rishonim disagree, and they say all mashkin. So the Rambam writes that the Rambam sounds like he said that if you make matzah with apple cider and eggs, it's usually sold as egg matzahs. So the Rambam sounds like he knows that that would be acceptable for matzah's mitzvah, lo pesach. You can use that on pesach matzah. So the Ramban asks against that sheet of the Ramban, the Mishnah quotes this kasha, also asks against the Rambam, how can he say such a thing? Gemara said on Lamed Aleph that the only type of dough that's acceptable that could be used for making matzahs is if it is such a dough which could possibly boli dechidus. The pasuk in Dvarim says leisof lo lechametz. It's right in the middle of Lamed Aleph. Gemara quotes the pasuk from Dvarim leisof lo lechametz shivas yamim tefel lo lematzah. So the darshan only such Dvarim haboli dechidus motzorim yoytze behem dechavos lematzah. But if the iso is not bolo dechimot, then it's not bolo dechimot, so it's not acceptable. So if you're going to mix flour with the Neitera, since the Gemara said that Neitera is a machnitzim, on the top line on Lamanemde. So if Neitera is a machnitzim, it's not Bola de Chomik. So how can the Raman write that it's acceptable for the mitzvah of Nas? So some Achrayim want to say that that's not a kasha at all. That the Raman holds that the nature of that Rasha, Bola de Chimus, the only time it's acceptable for Matzah is if the thing is Bola de Chimus, is not, it doesn't necessarily mean each and every individual of Yisra has to have the possibility of being Bola de Chimus. It's just that Rasha, the Kaveh, which are the Minim, which are the Chameshis Minim Dogon, Rav Yechon and Guri claims that even the Ari Zudechon is also Bola de Chimus. So I'm going to say, no, there are only five Minim. Only these, Chit and Sarin, etc. Only these five Minim are Bola de Chimus and the others are not. I'd like to really draw the line between Chimus and Sirchon. We discussed it yesterday. So the only thing that you don't have in that Rasha is that only such Minim can be used for flour, which theoretically are Bola de Chimus. But it doesn't necessarily mean that this particular Issa has to have the possibility of Bola de Chimus. Even if you mix the Issa with Neiteris and this particular Issa is not possible to Bola de Chimus at all, it still is kosher. That's one way to answer the Rambam. However, yesterday we got involved in a long discussion. The Amineza has a very brief paragraph in his Shuva on Pasakum. This is the day, beginning of the second chiluk Yeruday. Because Pasakum has a very brief paragraph where he gives his pshat in this Rambam, which is a very fascinating interpretation. So we were working through it yesterday. He's working on the assumption that there is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula that in order to be called Lechem, you have to have first Lisha and then Afiyah. Now, what does mean Lisha? So, Hilchos Shabbos, Lisha means that you need a Blila Ovo. You make a Blila Rako, but then it's only Lisha Midirabana. If you just mix in, let's say, sugar, you stir sugar until it dissolves in the tea or the coffee, or you put in, let's say, a chocolate milk, chocolate mix into milk, and you let it in. It dissolved it, so that's not even a Blila Raka, that's not even an Issa Dirabon, so that's not called Nisha. But the purposes of Hamaitzi, the purposes, let's say, of Mikasam Lazim, in order to have the Shem Lechem, do you Dafka have to have a Blila Ovo? What if you made a Blila Raka, but then you did an Afiya? So there is a Machlaikis about this, there's an opinion in the Rishayim, and the Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Ramban. That's the Sugya on Lamed Zayin on the base that we did part of that yesterday. The Gemara says there that there's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula that in order to be called Lechem you have to have Afiyah B'Tanur. And the word B'Tanur is not to be taken so literally. If it's Dumi D'Tanur, it's also sufficient. And that's the Machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish, what constitutes Dumi D'Tanur. If it's Ha'idei Mashkin, if you make, let's say, Knei Lachnef, and you're cooking them, they're floating in water in the soup, that's Ha'idei Mashkin, for sure that's Mishal, that's not Afiyah. That for sure is not Dumi D'Tanur. And if you did, the Gemara has, if you're a siyah, and it's safe, if you have, let's say, a frying pan, and first you heat it up to the frying pan, and then you put in a baking tin, whatever, and you heat it up the pan first, and you're going to cook, you're going to bake your bread on top of the fire, not inside. If you bake it in the oven, that's up here, it's not work. There's nothing to discuss. There's no machlekes on that. The Pasuk says in the Teichus on the Kukaisev, Yofu esam nashim lachmachem, betam nerechot. And Lam Zayin on base, the Gemara quotes that Pasuk. So we learn from that Pasuk, it's only called Lechem if it's Ofoi B'Tanur. If it's not Ofoi B'Tanur, if you don't bake it in the oven, it's not called Lechem. So to the exclusion of what? The number one to the exclusion of if it's Ayidei Mashkim. This is called Yerushalmi. If it's floating in water, then for sure it's Ayidei Mashkim, it's not called Afir. That's the Tesis on Lamed Zayin on the base. If you ask called the Kuli Almo, this is called that Lashon from Yerushalmi. If it's floating in water, Vavad Ayidei Mashkim, then it's not Dumi B'Tanur. And if it's if you had a frying pan and you heated the frying pan first and then you put the raw dough in and you succeed somehow in baking it on top of the fire without putting it inside the oven, the Gemara says that both Rav Yechon and Shlokish will agree that if you're siyah for the Pesach Hidvik, first you heated the baking pan and then you put the dough in, even though it's baked on top of the oven, it's not enclosed inside the container of the tanur, that's Dumi the tanur, that they all agree is good. Like Rav Yechon and Shlokish is, if there's no mashkin meat and it wasn't here tiyah, it wasn't his siyah for the Besar Hidvik. It was Hidvik for the Besar Hidvik. You take the dough, you take your raw dough for the cake or for the bread, for the challah, and you put it in a cold pan, and then you put it on top of the stove, and somehow you succeed in baking it on top of the stove, not inside the oven. if Hidzik for the Besurfi Sikh, is that Dumi the Tanur or not? On the one hand, it's Dumi the Tanur because it's no mashkin. On the other hand, it's not Dumi the Tanur because in the Tanur, normal people, when they bake in an oven, first they heat up the oven for a few moments, and then they put the food in. But over here, it's Hidzik for the Besurfi Sikh. First you put the food in, and then you put it on top of the fire. So that's the Machlek Zabech Mishlok. So it's clear in the Gemara that the Machlek Zabech Mishlok was quoted, starts on Lamed Zayin and Aleph. It starts with a quotation from a Mishnah and Challah. Gemara starts with a Mishnah and Challah that there are certain things that are not called lechem and called tarakula. It's not only, it's quoted here in Masechet Pesachim, because what's it doing in Pesachim if it has nothing to do with matzah? It obviously has to do both with Chiyav Challah and with matzah. What do they have in common? They both require a din of lechem. There's a din of only lechem is chayv and challah, b'hoi b'achol from the lechem ha'aretz, and matzah has to be lechem only. So this machlokes Avich and Shlokish is a machlokes. So the Avdinezer quoted, a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes harishonim. What's the din if you need a dough with may peiros other than the zayin mashkin? If you use zayin mashkin, one of the yad shochadam, in order to knead dough together, and then you bake it in this one big unit, so everybody agrees that if you touch one end, I say a magav b'mitzasik and magav b'kul. If you touch one end, the whole thing becomes tameh. And I say that anyone on the Zayin Mashkin is mechaber the whole dough together to constitute one big unit, and it all becomes tevel. You have to have chameishes revoin kamapiyot, and you have to have a certain minimum amount of flour that should be mitzarif yachad. If you bake a little bit over here, a little bit in another building, a little bit in another room, that's not mitzarif yachad. You have to have one big isa, one big lisha. So what alfidin makes it into one big lisha? The fact that you put in some liquid to be mechaber it yachad. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Does that liquid, does that moisture have to dafke be one of the zayin mashkin, or even if it's made peiros also? And that machlek is the peiros. The Raya in Perakalim and others to Mas Oichon quoted the Rishonim Challah that that machlek is hatanoim is not only going to get to chiyuv challah, it's going to get to magav b'mitzasik and magav b'kula as well. If you touch one end, the whole thing becomes tamei. If it's naturally, you touch an apple, so the whole apple is tamei. So the apples grow on the tree, then you have a piece of meat. You have a piece of meat from the animal, not a meatball. You have a piece of meat, that's the way it grew on the animal. So that's about it, one big unit of meat. But if you have a, let's say, an Italian bread, it's a long thing that's a synthetic chibur, that's man-made, that's a chibur v'dei olam, it's not a chibur v'dei shemayim. It doesn't grow, the Italian bread don't grow like that on the tree, you have spaghetti. Spaghetti, the long things, they don't grow from the ground like that. They make the flour, they take grain, they make flour, and they make long strings of spaghetti. So that's the question, what makes it into one unit? So Shalmi says that that's a machlokes hatanoim, whether the mechaber has to be dafke, whether the thing that tzar to yachad has to be dafke one of the zayin mashkin, or can even be any other mashkin in the world. So how does the Rambam paskin on that? He doesn't say explicitly, but in the Rambam is mashkin very much so that it's only one of the zayin mashkin. But the only mishalim that he gives are if you lush the iso, and he gives you the mishalim of which mashkin, and he leaves that may pay. And it's a machlek. It was a machlek of satanayim and the Yerushalmi, when the Mishnah and the Brice and the Yerushalmi. So it sounds in the Rambam, even though it's not explicit, it sounds like the Rambam paskins that May Peiros is not mechaber. So the Eliezer understood that to mean as follows. You didn't have to learn Shabbat. I don't think anybody else understood like this, but the Eliezer understood this to mean like this. That the din requires that in order to be called lechem, you have to have lisho. Chiddush number one. He doesn't really say the Chiddush anymore. But he doesn't say, he doesn't define, and we worked out yesterday, doesn't define lisho here when he gets a lechem the same way as it's defined in Hilta Shabbos. You need a b'liva ovo, and b'liva akadom, and rabbon, and no. On that tesis on Lamed Zayin and Beis, tesis discusses when does it get to be lechem, when not. So there's a Ramban who disputes the tesis, and the Shulchan Aruch both in Hilta Hamotzi. Arachai managed Hilchas Hafrashas Kalan. The other day, the Shulchan Aruch passed was like the Ramban. We don't pass them like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach writes that the proper thing is he should be choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But either Bli Lo or Afia, either one or the other makes it into Lechem. But Nikaradin, we don't really pass them like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch passed like the Ramban. What is Ramban? Shita, that as long as they have an Afia, even if there's only a Bli Lo Rako, it still has a Din Lechem on it. Both for Hamoitzi and for Kachi of Kalo and for Lechemoni, for Leil Pesach. So said Rabbi Nezer apparently was bothered with the question, how can that be? What do you mean? You don't need a lisha, but by definition, that's part of the siddur of the pas. Halash v'ha'ifeh. Of course you need lisha. So he understood you don't need a lisha that corresponds to Hilchas Lisha and Hilchas Shabbos. You don't need a blila ova, but you do need a lisha. You have to introduce some extraneous mashke. If you're just going to crush, we gave him all yesterday, you're just going to crush with heat. You're going to cause all the kernels of grain to melt into each other and it'll form a loaf. And then you'll bake it, said Avner Nezer, seems to assume a Dara Pasha that would not constitute a din lechem, according to all the Tanoim. You certainly need some external mashke, and that's called lisha. It doesn't have to be a lisha in Hilchas Shabbos bli lova. A lisha means that it's mitzarif yachad, the thing that's mechaber, all of the particles of flour together, some kind of a mashke. The only machlekes HaTanoim was, does that mashke that's mechaber, all of the tiny particles of flour, have to be one of the Zayin mashkin? Or can it even be one of the made parents? So that's a machlekes HaRishayim Ma'aretz. So he said, he assumes that the Rambam paskins that it has to be dafke one of the Zayin mashkin. And he said, this is the way to understand, this is the correct pshat in the Rambam, why the Rambam only pasels Yayin, Shem, and Dvash, and Cholov, and all other meperis don't pasel by Matzah Shira. Egg matzahs, according to the Rambam, are good for Leil Pesach, for the mitzvah. Why? We don't pasel like that. But the Rambam holds it's good. Why? But the Aruch HaShulchan has such a shvere pshat. Aruch HaShulchan says, well, Yayin and Shem and Zayis have a special status, unlike all other meperis, as the Gemara mentioned over here. And daf chav dalan and beis. The Gemara quoted a mission in Trumas. Ein sotkim misar abayim shem orla el al yetz min azeis min anov melvat. So that shows that the yayin and the shemen zeisim, shemen zayis, are special from amongst all of the other made pairs. Maybe the Rambam holds that that's why they're unique. Aye, but the Rambam writes cholov and dvash as well. What's the uniqueness of chol and dvash? So he's guessing. So he says, well, maybe chol and dvash is eretz yisrael is described as eretz avos chol and dvash. So that's the Rebbeinu Shlom picked out Cholov and Dvash as the Sheva Feret Yisrael. So that shows that those two mashkim have a chashivas. So these two mashkim have one chashivas, and those two mashkim have another chashivas, totally unrelated. This is a Zionistic chashivas, and this is a Malkus chashivas, according to one Tana. Not all the Tana agree. Machlekes HaBlezim Rebbi Yeshua. So since these chashivas, not chashivas, all the other Shar mashkim, even though they may be more expensive than these Dalit mashkim, they may be tastier, they may be softer, they may sell better, it doesn't make a difference. The others don't count. It's a deichik. So he admits himself that it's a deichik. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, we're not really sure pshat in the Rambam, he's guessing. So Avner Nezer says, no, that's not what it means. He says, when you take all of the Zayin Mashkim, so what are they? What kind of Zayin, what do you have in the Zayin Mashkim? So you have one is Mayim and one is Tal. The Tal is water. So Mayim and Tal, that's Matzah. That's not Matzah Shir, that's Lechem Oinim. A third Mashki you have is Dam. So Dam, who's going to make? Dam is Treif. Who's going to make matzahs to dam? So those three we're not discussing over here. The only four mashkim that are left are Yayin, Shem, and Dvash, and Cholov. So he says, and the reason why the Rambam says that these are the only four that would create a status of matzah shira is because Moshel Amadav Adoyme, he said, if you're going to take a matzah, you're going to shmir on peanut butter on Pesach night, and you want to eat the shmir matzah with the peanut butter, would that make it into matzah shira? But the Pashtus is, he says, that certainly not. The only problem would be that Osi Dvar Hershu, some of Atal Dvar Mitzvah. So Tosfos says later on Kuf Tezvav Min Aleph, that depends how much peanut butter you shmir on. If you just have a little bit, Tosfos Dvar Maschel Osi Mora De Rabbanon. So they quote a Gemara Menochas Davkov Gimel. So they say it depends. If you just put on a drop of GM on a big shmura matzah, so you're not going to say osi dvar rishus mevatel dvar mitzvah. But if you lay on a heavy coating of peanut butter and jam, it's going to be like 50-50. It's 50% matzah and 50% peanut butter and jam. But then we're going to say osi dvar rishus mevatel dvar mitzvah. But no one's going to say that it's going to be called the matzah shira. The matzah was baked already. It already has the status of lechemoni. It doesn't become matzah shira just because you add something later on. That doesn't relate to it. Just zelachud v'zelachud. It's unrelated. The jam with the peanut butter that you smear on, the peanuts are kidneys, okay? So don't smear on any peanut butter. But the peanut butter with the jam that you smear on is not going to make it into matzah ashira. So that's what he says. The Rambam holds, if you're going to use eggs, or you're going to use apple cider, you're going to use any other of the made pears in the world to mix it into the dough, since the halacha says that it's only called lechem, the Rambam sheet in Hilchas Hafrashas Talit, it's only called lechem if the mechab, if you have a lisha, and the lisha has to be one of the zayin mashkim. Anything other than the zayin mashkim is not mitzarif, is not mechaber. So even if you mixed it, even if you kneaded the dough with any one of the may peros, it's considered like an extraneous thing that doesn't become part of the chefts of the lechem. If you mix the dough with one of the zayin mashkim, then it blends in to become a chelik of the lechem, because that's a halachic din, that's halacha, that lechem has to have a lisha. So the mashke that you mixed in order to make the lisha becomes an etzim chelik of the lechem. But if it's not one of the zayin mashkim, the Rama holds that you're not yotze the din of lisha with that, because it's not a mechaber. The Rama paskins it's not a mitzaref, meper is not mitzaref, only zayin mashkim are mitzaref. So the only four mashkim that are left, mayim and tal, avada that's lechem oini, and dam is treif. He's not going to give you a crazy case like that. So he's going to give you a normal case that people are going to do. So the Rambam writes, these dalad mashkim, what kind of dvash are we talking about over here? The Rambam doesn't say what kind of dvash. Some Rishonim quote the Gemara and they say, dvash min akaveres. So obviously they're not talking the same language as Davnei Nezer. Davnei Nezer is talking about dvash tomorrow. He's not talking about dvash tomorrow. Alright, so he claims that the Rambam doesn't agree with those things. You can, if it says dvash, you can interpret it either dvash dvarim in akaveres. You can interpret it that as dvash tamar. So the Avinayaz claims that the Rambam understood the Dalad Mashkim to be special because these are not the mitzias that they're special, not because of some other reason. No, these are part of the listing of the Zayin Mashkim that serve to be mechaber the thing, the dough together, the flour together. So since these Dalad Mashkim blend in to create the Lisha, that's considered an intrinsic etzem chelik of the lechem, because you need a leash in order to get a shem lechem to it. So that's why only these four would make it into matzah shira. Another may pay is not. The reason why it's mutter is because it's called bata. It's not called dam. Yeah. Dam adam is mutter min atera. Dam adam is machshir. But no one's going to bake Tosfos with Rabbanan. Tosfos with Rabbanan. And no one's going to bake the matzahs with Damod. Okay. So the Avnei Nezer claims that that's the pshat in the Rambam. So according to his pshat in the Rambam, if you made matzahs with apple cider, it would not be considered matzah shiro, because I consider it as if I shmir on peanut butter on the outside of the matzah later on. So he says, Hailuchu dikoi va hailuchu dikoi, even though the apple cider was there at the time of the lisha, at the time of the afiya, he says, Afidin, it doesn't blend in, because it's not one of the zayin mashkim, so it does not blend in to become an etzim chelik of the lechem itself. But then he has to kashan himself, if that's true, that it doesn't blend in, and he's claiming that in order to get a shame lechem and kol ha'tera kula, how did he interpret the Rambam and Hilchas Challah? In order to get a shein lechem, you have to have a lisha, and the Rambam holds a lisha has to be one of the zayin mashkim. So if you have egg matzahs on Pesach, so how can it be good bichlal? How can the egg matzahs be good bichlal for matzahs mitzvah? But it doesn't have a din lechem at all. Forget about that. It's not oni. It's not a matzah ashira. Forget about the fact that the Rambam holds that it's not matzah ashira. He solved that problem, but it's not called lechem. Because in Kol HaTorah Kulo, he postulates a cloud that in order to be called lechem, you have to have a lisha. And lisha has to be dafka, the machlokes hatanaim. And the Rambam paskens only constitutes a lisha if you use one of the zayin mashkim. So he didn't use one of the zayin mashkim, so it doesn't have a din lechem at all. The stam no good. So he says, behechreach, you have to say pshat in the Rambam, that he's talking about making matzahs with apple cider with water mixed in. You didn't mix in any water, so he says we won't have it in lechem at all. So the Mela, once you say like that, so it's miyush of the other kasha that the Magid Mishnah and the Ramban asked against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that if you had losh iso b'shar mei peiros, that it's good for Leil Pesach for the matzah because it's not matzah shir? But what about the klal has to be bovei dechimus? So men Achranim said the answer to the Rambam is that's what Rav Soloveitchik Gov used to say. Every year you say like that. The Rambam Shita is that it's not a din that this particular Isa has to be Bola de Chimus. It's just that Drosha and Lamed Hey Manal is just Kaveh, which meaning count, which meaning constitute Dogon, or which meaning are not Dogon. And Mimela, once it's Dogon, I don't care if it's Bola de Chimus or not. There's no halacha that this particular Isa has to be Bola de Chimus.
That's a very nice teretz if you don't know the Gemara. But if you know the Gemara, the Ramban asks from the Gemara. The Gemara is the favorite that this particular Isa has to be Boladei Chinuch, because the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says the Ram happens to paskin against the Gemara. Different thing. Ram doesn't paskin like the Gemara, that's why. But if you look at the Gemara, the Ramban is asking based on the Gemara. The Gemara has a comment on the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis, commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lamed Hamed Aleph, that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with treif of matzah. Then it gives you a few exceptions to the rule. If it's not so treif, so it's not so bit. If it's demai, hegdish, it was nifte, it wasn't in gansen nifte. So if it's not too treif, then it's okay. But if it's real treif, even if it's only treif, medirabbanon, tevel atovel, medirabbanon, so then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah matzah. So the Gemara wants to know why not. So the Rambam writes, Alpi Pasha, because mitzvah babaver. That's what Tosis writes also, here in the Sukkah, mitzvah babaver. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, what's wrong with treifa matzah? So the Gemara gives the reason why, because it has to be bole de chimut, yotzezeh, which is not bole de chimut. What do you mean it's not bole de chimut? Well, it doesn't, just because it's treif, so this chemical reaction will not occur. The chemical reaction of chimut as opposed to tzirchum will not occur. If it's treif, so the Gemara says, no hamani reb shimenhi, the last line on Lamed Hamed Beis. Hamani reb shimenhi, there's a machlekes hatanoim, reb shimen and the chachamim, and other mesichtes. It's just alluded to here, but the main sugya is another mesichtes, and krisis and kiddushin is the main sugya. There is a machlekes hatanoim regarding the details of ein isachal alisa. How far do you go on ein isachal alisa? So we pass in halacha, even though a second isa cannot be superimposed on top of the first isa, ein isachal alisa, but there are three exceptions to the rule. Either if the two isurim achal bevasachas, an isa basachas, or if you, even if they were said in bezechazer, provided the second Isa was either an Isa Koilum or an Isa Moisif. An Isa Koilum means that the second Isa is not on a Chal on the hat, it's Chal on the hat with the Gemara as well. The Migu that the second Isa is Chal on the Gemara, so Mamela it's Chal on the hat also, even though the hat was ready trade from before. I say Isa Chal al Isa, that's called an Isa Koilum. Since the second Isa is Chal on more Hatichas, on more things, the Migu that it's Chal on the hat, it's Chal on the Isa as well. Then an Isa Moisif is a different thing. The second Isa is Taka only Chal on the same Hatichas that the first Isa was Chal on, but the second Isa includes more people are forbidden. Let's say the first Isa was only Chal. The Gemara gives the following example. I marry a girl whose mother was single at the time that I married her. How did that happen? It happens. Her parents never got married in the first place. It's possible. It's possible to have a baby even though they never had. Or they got divorced. It's possible. They got divorced. Or it's possible that the husband died. The father died before I got married. Then, so when I got married to the girl, the mother-in-law is the shviger. So the shviger is an isa kares. Chamoisa is an isa kares. Then my mother-in-law goes and marries somebody else, so she becomes an eishes ish. So the isa eishes ish is only chal on her. When she gets married, it's only chal on her. It's not chal on other people. It's not that we made a big marriage and everybody got married together. She got married and she became chamoisa menasas eishes ish. But the isa eishes ish is not only on me. The isa eishes ish is on all the people in the world. The migu. That the second Isa, that's not called an Isa Koilo. Isa Koilo is, Isa Koilo would be like over here. If this is treif and this is kosher, and then when Pesach comes, Isa Chametz is chal on everything. So migo that Isa Chametz is chal on the treifer bread, so it's also chal on the kosher bread. That's called an Isa Koilo. The second Isa is Koilo mochatichas. But when the second Isa is chal on the exact same chatichas, the only thing is it's Chalan, more people, that's called an Isa Moisa. So that's how we pass in La Halacha, that there are three exceptions to the rule of Ein Isa Chal al Isa. Isa Basachas, Isa Koilal, Isa Moisa. And Rav Shimon, the Tanner, Rav Shimon Bayichoy, disagrees. And he doesn't hold from Isa Chal al Isa to Isa Koilal. Isa Moisa, the Gemara has a discussion. Does he believe in Isa Moisa? Does he not believe? That's a question. Not so clear. But Isa Koilal, the Gemara said the Pharisee, Rav Shimon does not agree. He doesn't hold from the Din of Koilal. And he gives the following din, the top line of Laman of Avraham Beis. He says that if you eat food on Yom Kippur, you're over an Isa Koritz. So if you eat the food b'shegeg, you have to bring a korban chatos. Because if you would have eaten the food b'mezid, you would have been a chayv koritz. So if you violated b'shegeg, you're chayv chatos. What if the person eats non-kosher food on Yom Kippur? So Reb Shimon says, non-kosher food, let's say nevela. So nevela does not have an Isa Koritz. So then when Yom Kippur comes, I say, ein Isa chal al Isa. Isa Yom Kippur is not chal on the Isa Nevela. So let's say if you have a chayla who has to eat on Yom Kippur, so it would be better to give him non-kosher food, according to Rav Shimon. It would be better to give him non-kosher food than to give him the kosher food. because the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, Machila Mosa Hakala Kalchila. You have to try to minimize the Isser. So if you give him non-kosher food, you give him ham, that only has an Issa lav. If you're going to give him kosher food, it's going to have an Issa karim. So truly he has a hefty pikuach nefesh, but the Gemara says, Machila Mosa Hakala Kalchila. You try to give him a lesser Issa rather than give him a greater Issa. We happen not to paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin Issa Chalal Issa, it's an Issa Kailo. So the second, once the Yisra Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food in the world, so migu that it's chal on the kosher food, it's chal on the non-kosher food as well. So the pashtus is that if we would be faced with such a situation, on Yom Kippur there's a chal mesukan, and a doctor said that he has to eat some meat, otherwise he's going to die, and we have an option of either giving him kosher meat or non-kosher meat. So the pashtus is that give him the kosher meat. Why should you give him the non-kosher meat? If you give him non-kosher meat, it'll be a double Yisra. It's going to be Yisra Chalal Yisra, then Issa Trefus with an Issa Yom Kippur. Given kosher meat, it'll only be an Issa of Yom Kippur. If the Nadi Behuda wants to make a whole tilpa, maybe we agree partially with Reb Shimon. But the Pashtus is not like the Nadi Behuda. Pashtus is that this is Reb Shimon's opinion. Reb Shimon holds that any Issa Chalal Issa Afila Ide Koil. So the Gemara says like this. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Laman Hamad Aleph, that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah if he uses Trefa Matzah? I can't have Trefa Matzah. Tevel. You have matzah that's tevel. But you have matzah, ma'aseh sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim. For sure it's an Issa. Ma'aseh sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim, for sure it's an Issa. So the Gemara says, what's wrong with his traits? So you violated the aveir and you fulfill a mitzvah. What are you going to say? So Taisus and the Rambam say, no, it's a mitzvah baba aveir. If the way to fulfill a mitzvah is by violating an aveir, that's called mitzvah baba aveir. But for some reason or another, the Gemara didn't say that. That's what Taisus Tak wants to know. Why didn't the Gemara give the obvious reason that it's a mitzvah baba aveir? But the Gemara does not say that. So the Gemara says, my time, why are you not in fulfillment of the mitzvah if it's tevel? If the matzah is tevel, am I sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, because we have this drasha from Baman Hamad Aleph, that the only time you can fulfill a mitzvah of matzah if it's dvar ma'aboyim v'deichimus. Yotzezeh, it is not bala deichimus. The Gemara, what do you mean it's not bala deichimus? The chemical reaction of chimus will occur, just because the trait is not going to happen in sirchon, it's vaita going to be chimus. The Gemara says, no, dvar ma'aboyim v'deichimus is a chomet. Mashenikin over here, since the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, strange, a Stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon, very unusual. That's why the Rambam, very strange, the Rambam passing is against the Gemara. The Rambam passing against the Talmud Babel. The Rambam outsmarted the Gemara. That's a Shver Rambam. But the Rambam over here, the Rambam outsmarted the Gemara. The Gemara says the Mishnah only makes sense according to Reb Shimon. And the Rambam says, no, the reason why it's not acceptable is because Mitzvah Babaveh, what does it got to do with Ein Issa Chalal Issa? But the Gemara says the reason why it's not good is because Ein Issa Chalal Issa Afilai Dei Koilo. So therefore this particular Issa is not Bodhi Dei Issa Chomet because Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So you see the Gemara is beferish like that. That was the Ramban Kasha. Ramban goes with Gemaras. He doesn't go with the Rambam is protected. The Rambam Mishitosa doesn't pass like this Gemara. So the Melech and Rambam is not Shver and the other Gemara maybe. But if you go with Gemara, so the Ramban is right. The Gemara says beferish that the Halacha of Bodhi Dei Chimut, it's not just halacha to be koveh the min, what's called chameshes mini dogon, and you ignore what the story is with this particular isa. Why is the ferish? Has to be this particular isa has to have the possibility of being boim l'dechimah. So the Avnei Nezer was bothered with that kasha of the Avnei Nezer had two kashas. One kasha was the Ramban's kasha against the Rambam, that if you make egg matzah, it's not bala dechimus. So how can you possibly say that that's good for matzah? So he said there's an alternate answer on that. Then Amnenezer had another kasha that he's never going to have an answer on. That kasha was only lefi havanasa shalom. According to the way he put himself into a corner, so he got stuck. He said according to his understanding that the Rambam in Hilchos Hafrashas Challah understands like that. That in order to be labeled as lechem, you have to have a lisha. Not a lisha that corresponds to malechus lishan and Malacha Shabbat. No, you have to have a lisha in the sense that you have to have some mashke mixed in, and the mashke has to be one of the Zayin mashkim, otherwise it's not mechaber, otherwise it doesn't constitute a chelek of it, it doesn't become an intrinsic part of the lechem. So he was bothered with the kasha, if you make this matzah with the mei peres and it doesn't have any mayim mixed in, so it's not no good, so there's not nothing to discuss, it doesn't have it in lechem, forget about it that it's not called ashira, because it's not one of the Zayin mashkim, it's not mechaber, so it's like smearing on peanut butter afterwards, but it doesn't have any leisha, so it has to have a din lechem. So he says the answer is that the Rambam is talking, that's what Samba and the Rambam, the answer is that the Rambam is talking that you made the Issa with mei peres plus water, and then he says, and what does that help? You made plus water, so what? So he says, no, it means you put in so much water that water would have been able to do the chibur without the meperis. Doesn't that mean you threw in a couple of drops of water off yetzit zayin? As we pointed out yesterday, the way it says in the Yerideya is misleading. In the Yerideya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there's a machlokes. The Rishonim had a paskin in the machlokes atanoim, whether isur sheni losha b'meperis, isur sheni losha b'meperis, other than the zayin mashkim, is mechuyav and chal on that. So because of the machlokes, the Maharam Rutenberg recommended you should do something in order to be yetzit yidei kol hashitas. Maharam has a whole series of chumris like that in order to avoid, not rather than take a stand in a machlekes in the earlier Rishonim. So he says, do it in such a way that the Yotzei Yidei Kol Hashitas. He was the one who recommended you should get a Begat Chodesh B'Shachyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah for Kiddush, in order to avoid getting involved in the machlekes of Rishonim. He has a lot of things like that. So one of them is this, one of them is over here, that he says that if you make a dough with any mashkim, any meperis other than Zayin mashkim, is a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's chayv and chal or a machlekes of Rishonim. So what are you going to do? You're going to be mafish chal without a bracha. Going to be involved in a machlokes. So he says, put in a few drops of water, and then l'chol ha'des it'll be chayv and chal. So the Avnei Nezer assumes that Dara Pashut, that that's not enough. A few drops of water, it means you have to put in a cup of water, enough water that would have been able to do the whole trick of doing the lisha, even if dami hacha all the meperis, even if you would have not mixed in any meperis at all, the amount of water that you poured in was enough to do the whole trick. The water with the wine, any one of the zayin mashkin, all those zayin mashkin together, would have been able to do the leash. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says is pshat in this Rambam also in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. But he says the Isa was the Elosha, the May Paris with water. Of course it's Bola Dechimutz. Why not? It's Bola Dechimutz, so that's not difficult. And because he mixed in water, that's why it had a leisha, and therefore it has a Shem Lechem. And the only issue left is whether it's called Lechemoni or Matzah Ashira. So that's the Rambam's opinion, that it's only called Matzah Ashira if it's one of the Zayin Mashkim. Why? Not because, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, because these have more Hashivas. These Yayin, Shem, and Bashan follow about more Hashivas. No, he says it's Alpidin, Alpidlamdis. Why? Because any one or the other may Peiris is like smearing on GM afterwards. It's not Mitzurif to it. Heilich Hudikoi, Heilich Hudikoi. The only Mashkim that'll become Mitzurif, that'll become Mitzurif to the Lechem, and therefore will be labeled as a Matzah Ashira, hyphenated, Matzah Ashira. You can't add on the Ashira, it has to be in the Chetz of the Matzah, it's a Matzah Ashira. So that'll only be if it'll only be intrinsically Ashira, has intrinsic Ashiras, if it's one of the Zayin Mashkim, which is Mechaber. That's his interpretation of the Rambam. What are the other dinim that I learned out from Lechem Oni? So the Gemara in the last parak has another two drushas. One drusha is that on the bottom of Kuf Tezvav on the base, the Gemara has a few drushas. Lechem Oni, four lines from the bottom of Kuf Tezvav on the base. Oma Shmua, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvorim. Lechem she'onim olav dvorim. What does it say? This appears also on Lamed Vav and Aleph. How does it appear on Lamed Vav and Aleph? The same girsa. Here it says a little different. Oma Shmuel, lechem oni lechem she'onim olav dvorim harbe. The word harbe is added on. Here it says lechem she'onim olav dvorim, and there it says lechem she'onim olav dvorim harbe. According to the girsa dvorim harbe, what's added on? What does Rashi write? Lechem shanim olav dvarim, shegorim olav sahal, v'yamim olav hagore. Rashi in the Dibra Maschel, in the caption of Lamed Vav Menal, doesn't quote the word harbe, just quotes lechem shanim olav dvarim, but he writes two things. He writes the halel and the hagore. It means that you have to have the matzahs on the table. Bavuzer lo matzah v'shoshesh matzah munach lefanecha. We have bavuzer v'shoshesh matzah mor munach lefanecha. But this drasha of Shmuel is insisting on having having matzah. The pashtus in the Gemara was, we learned the Gemara the other day on Kuf Tezayin on the days. Bavazela Amarti, there refers to some bien that you have. So if you live in the days of the Beis Hamikdash and you have a Korban Pesach, even if you don't have the matzah in the Mara, the Mechilta had a Havamina that if you, the Minchaschina quotes the Mechilta, where there was a Havamina that if you eat the Korban Pesach without eating matzah Mara with it, you wouldn't be Yotze. Because the matzah and the mor is referred to by the gemara as hechsher of the pischa. It enhances the keem of the korban pesach. makes it into a mitzvah b'shleimusa. So to what extent will a mitzvah be a mitzvah chasera if you won't have the matz and the mar? Let's say a person has a lovon without tchelus, a tchelus without lovon has tzitzis. So there's a machloek satanoim. Well, it's ma'atim zezeh. So we pass from that it's not ma'atim zezeh. And you're yotzei the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. Sometimes, according to the other time, it's ma'atim zezeh. So you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all. So sometimes when you have a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa, you are yotzei, partially. And sometimes we say that shalom b'shleimusa, so you're not yotzei at all. So the Mechilta had a halamein over here. This is clear that the mitzvah b'shleimusa of Karban Pesach is Karban Pesach with the matzah and mara. Matzah and mara yachluhu. You see from the mashmaz ha-pasuk that the matzah and the mara is hachshere the pischa. So the question is, so what if you lead a Karban Pesach and you won't have any matzah mara? So there was a halamein in the Mechilta, they're not yotzei. Kamashmal on that you are yotzei. So let's say a person has Karban Pesach, his marabaita doesn't have any matzah mara. So can he fulfill the mitzvah of CPT and tzra? So the pasuk pshat ne'emar is that yes? That you yotzei the mitzvah of CPT and tzra? Well, let's say bizman hazeh that we don't have any Karban Pesach. So can you have the obligation of CPT and tzra? So we went through the other day, last week we went through the Gemara on Kuf Tazayin and Beis. So the Gemara said, well, like this, mara bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon. That's the Farish in the Gemara. What about matzah bizman hazeh? Machlok is Amarayim. Well, the matzah bizman hazeh is also the Rabbanon. A matzah bizman hazeh is the Raisa. So the way we pass in Lalocha, Rabbacha Bayang holds the matzah bizman hazeh. Who is it? Rav Sheshes holds matzah bizman hazeh is the Rabbanon. Rabbacha Bayang holds matzah bizman hazeh is the Machlokes, but it's the Raisa the Rabbanon. So if it's again, so the Gemara says, bizman hazeh is no Korban Pesach, and there's no Morim Menatur. So if you hold that matzah is also the Rabbanon bizman hazeh, so the Gemara says, you can't have Baba Zeh. So that's ma'akev. Then you won't have the chiv sipitzias mitzrayim in atur. That's how the Gemara says. But because we happen to paskin not so, we paskin the matzah bizman hazeh is deraisa. Therefore, you can have the chiv sipitzias mitzrayim deraisa. So from that pasuk baba zeh, we derive that in order to fulfill the mitzvah sipitzias mitzrayim, you have to have one of the mitzvahs halayla. Let's say batzim bizman hazeh is deraisa, but he happens to be in prison in Siberia, and they don't give him any matzah. The Jew is a chveis in Syria and Russia, and they don't give him any matzah. He doesn't have any matzah. Can he fulfill the mitzvah of CPT and Sam B'Leil Pesach if he doesn't have? The chi of matzah is deraisah, but he doesn't have any matzah in front of him. So the Minhas Chinuch has a shaila about that. The Pashtus is that no. The Pashtus says you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara says that it's summa. Potom Eloi Me'akara. Why? Because you can't say Baba Zeh. If you don't see it, it has to be mamish munach lefanecha, and you have to be able to see it. If it's not munach lefanecha, or even if it is munach lefanecha and you can't see it, so the Gemara says that there's no chiyuv sipit tzias mitzrayim. The question is, what does it mean? Kol she'en arei lebila bila miyakevet. But what does that mean? So the Shagasari says that he quotes Rishonim who say like this. Shagasari says in his Tshuvin Sin Vav that kol she'en arei lebila only applies when you have a mitzvah that should have been done b'shleimusa like this. And if you do it shalom b'shleimusa, so the din is that you yotzei b'riyeved, but that's only if you did it shalom b'shleimusa when you had the option of doing it b'shleimusa. But if you're going to do it shalom b'shleimusa, you're supposed to bring a mincha with solas and shemen and do b'lila. So if you did the korban mincha with the shemen without the b'lila, you poured in the shemen, you didn't do the b'lila. So b'riyeved loy bolal was kosher. But if you poured in the shemen loy bolal because you simply couldn't do the b'lila, because you have more than, you have tamach alef esron, you couldn't do the b'lila. So then I say that the fact that I didn't do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, that's why it's ma'akev over here, because it's so much shalom b'shleimusa. Not only didn't I do it b'shleimusa, I couldn't do it b'shleimusa even if I would have tried to. But over here, l'chayr, is this part of the kiyum mitzvah? The kiyum mitzvah b'shleimusa is to look at the matzah. We're talking about CPT and tzraim. The mitzvah is to tell the story. You're going to say the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to pick it up to say mara zeh shanachum, matzah zeh shanachum. That's the mitzvah b'shleimusa. And you're going to say shalom b'shleimusa is even if you don't show it. But if you're assuming you couldn't have even showed it, and if you tried, then you're going to say kol she'en arei lebila bila miyakev izbo. Then it's more shalom b'shleimusa. Possibility. I thought that was only a minute to show, to look at it to show. I thought this is just a condition that if you're blind, so we learn after the pasuk that it's not munach lefanecha. Possibility. Could say the way you say. Possible. But maybe I'll be pashtus, meaning if you want to be mashiv of the other side of the minhas chinuch, that it just depends on the chiyuv. As long as you have a chiyuv matzah, even if you don't have the matzah in front of you. No, could be. But I think the pashtus in the Gemara is not so. The pashtus in the Gemara is that you have to have a poil mamish, that it should be mamish literally munach lefanecha, and you have to be able to see it. If it's not munach lefanecha because you're in prison in Siberia, or it is munach lefanecha but the person is assuming he can't see it, so the pashtus is that that's not called munach lefanecha. But for that din, a munach lefanecha, that's a condition in the chi of sipitzis mitzrayim, lachar doesn't necessarily have to be matzah, ba'vizeh, either matzah or maror. Or Korban Pesach, you have to have one of the mitzvahs halayla. You have to have one of the mitzvahs halayla. Take for example, according to Tosfos Shita, that Bizman HaMikdash, what Mora was a mitzvah deraisi, even if you don't have any Korban Pesach, even if it's Tomei V'derech HaChoyka, and even if he doesn't have any matzah. He has no matzah and he has no Korban Pesach, but it's Bizman HaMikdash and he has Mora. The Tosfos Shita is that he's mechuyif to eat the Mora, min HaTorah. Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says, Mora is only the Rabbanah. What about Bizman HaMikdash if he doesn't have Korban Pesach? That's the machlek, is the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam holds that Mor is only Hechsher with the Pisco, doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. And Tosfos Shita says, no, that just like Matz is an independent mitzvah, so Mor is also an independent mitzvah. The only difference is that Matz with Mana says they're right, so you have a pasuk that is very independent, and Mor is not so independent. Mor is an independent mitzvah, only Bizman Shebisamigdash Haikam, Bizman Shemakrivim Korban Pesach. Bizman Shemakrivim Korban Pesach, then the Gemara says that Mor is not a mitzvah. So let's say Bizman Amigdash, the fellow doesn't have a Korban Pesach and he doesn't have any matzah. He's in Siberia and they give him a lot of mar. He has a lot of mar to eat over there. So according to Tosfos, he can fulfill the mitzvah sipit siyas mitzrayim and atar. Why? Because l'chayre, the mitzvah can be fulfilled with anyone. Bavrez, that means any one of the three, either Pesach or Matzah or Marah. According to the Rambam, that would be meaningless, because Bizman HaMikdash also, there's no mitzvah Marah. Marah doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah. If you're eating Korban Pesach, then the Marah is eaten in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. According to the Rambam, you would have to have davki, either korban pesach, but with that means either korban pesach or matzah. It wouldn't help if you have more. So that din, babuzela mata b'shoshesh matzah mara menachem lefanecha korban pesach matzah mara, that's a condition in the mitzvah of sipitzias mitzrayim. What do you learn out from this pasuk? Alechem she'ayim olav dvarim harbei. However, this pasuk tells me that this is an enhancement of the mitzvah of matzah. It's not that this is a condition in the mitzvah of sipitzias mitzrayim. It's not. You can fulfill sipit siyas mitzrayim if you have a korban pesach without the matzah. So what does it mean? Lechem mayin lechem shayin molo zvar ma. So that could you learn that from this pasuk? Lechem oni, lechem shayim olav dvarim harbe. That there's a preference that you should have dafke matzah on the table when you say the Haggadah. What kind of a din is that? What, that's a din in the Haggadah? L'chore not, that's a din in matzah. Learn that from the pasuk. Lechem oni, it's a kiyum in matzah. And what if you'll recite the Haggadah without the matzah? You won't be yotzei the Haggadah. I had the Korban Pesach on the table. Bizman HaMikdash, I had the Korban Pesach on the table. And I said the Haggadah, and then they bake the matzahs later. When it's time to eat the matzah, then they make the batzah. They say, I wasn't yotzei sipitzis and shrimp. No, I was yotzei, but I wasn't fully yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. In what sense was I not fully yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? In other words, Lechem Oni tells you that matzah has a double mitzvah. Number one, but that person doesn't tell sipitzis and shrimp. They say he's not yotzei the mitzvah. He's not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if he doesn't tell sipitzis and shrimp. He is yotzei. Matzah is a mitzvah sachila. Then there's another mitzvah, another aspect of matzah, that you should use your matzah for the purpose of telling over sipitzias mitzrayim. Even bizman hamikdash, and if you have the korban pesach on the table, you have bavuzeh, so you will be able to fulfill sipitzias mitzrayim. But still, your mitzvah's matzah will be incomplete if you just bring the matzah later after hamaitzi. You should have matzah on the table. Lechem shalom olav dvarim harbei. It's an added kima matzah. Matzah should be not only a mitzvah sachila, it should be part of the mitzvah of sipi yetzias mitzrayim. And Rashi adds on that the sipi yetzias mitzrayim consists of not only the Haggadah, it consists of the halal as well. Lechem shalom olav dvarim harbei consists of the halal as well. That's interesting. Why should that be so? That's the Rashi. Lechem shalom olav dvarim harbei. So he writes, the Dvarim, Shigarim Malav, Sahalav, Yom Malav, Haggadah. Why should that be so? Now, Soloveitchik once suggested in connection with this Rashi Lamed Vav and Aleph. This Rashi give a maskal. She'olim all of dvarim. She gamim all of sahal. Yamim all of hagoda. He suggested the following possibility that the Mishnah in the last parak says on Kuf Tezayim and Aleph that for the purpose of fulfilling Sipi Tzitz and Tzrayim we take a Chumish Dvarim and we read Arami Ovid Ovi Atche Yigma Kola Parsha Kula. So he asked the Tshuvas Hagonim, ask a question. The Eitz HaGonim, they quote from the Tshuvas Hagonim. Why in the world do you read Arami Ovid Ovi from the Parshas Mikra Bikurim? Why should you just take out a Chumash Shmoyz and read Shmoyz Ve'erabo? Inshallah. That has more. Why do you read such a little Parsha over there? They gave different suggestions. The Gonim gave one suggestion, gave a few suggestions. The one suggestion was that Arami Ovid Ovi is not just a retelling of history. It's a way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi comments on the pasuk, "V'yoniso v'marta l'fnei Hashem l'kecho." Is that how it goes? How does it say? Arami Avodah. He got it hayom l'Hashem l'kecho kivasi el ha'aretz shenishbato ma'avoyisai los islamo. That's how it begins. So I think the first Rashi writes, "He got it hayom l'Hashem l'kecho." So Rashi writes, "Eineni kofi toivo. I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom." And on the word "He got it," the Rav pointed out that some of the Meforshim, he said the Targum Yenison and the Ibn Ezra say higarati has the meaning of I am a shabeach, not just lahagid, to state. Higarati means l'shabeach, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm not mistaken, then it sees comments like that on the pasuk in Hallel. Negdano l'cholamo. How does that pasuk go? How does that begin? Negdano l'cholamo. Derai l'Hashem HaShalem. Negdano l'cholamo. What does it mean? Negdo. Suppose it's neged in public. Neged ha'am. So he says, no, the word negdo is miloshen hagoda. Negda means to tell a long story. Negda no, nagid. He's going to tell a long arichas dvarim l'chol amon in public. He's going to pray. He's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua that he gave him. And the Rai L'Hashem HaShalim, he took a neder when he was Be'ez Torah that if the Baruch Shalom pulls him out of this trouble, he will pay up whatever, he'll bring a carbon. And now he's about to bring in the carbon. Nedar l'Hashem HaShalem. Negda no l'chalamon. When he brings the carbon taido, he's going to give the shevach l'haidoi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public. That's the way the Netziv explains on Chumash. I think maybe it's on Parshas Tam. With Parshas Taido. Parshas Tam or Parshas Zayim? Parshas Tam. I think the Netziv is on this week's sentence. I think that's what he writes. That why is it that the carbon taido is supposed to be eaten? Yom v'layla. Why not shnei yom v'layla? It's basically a shlomim. Shalmei taido. It's basically a shlomim, the Gemara says. If you shech the toida the shem shlomim, so the Gemara says in the beginning of Zohar, that's not called the shinui kodesh. If you shech the shlomim the shem oila and oila the shem shlomim, they're unrelated. But if you shech the toida the shem shlomim, that's what it is. A toida is a branch of the karma shlomim. It belongs to the same family. It's mamash a form of a shlomim. Al zevach toida shlomov. Says in the Chumash, al zevach toida shlomov. So it's a form of a shlomim. So how come this man is different? How come by the carbon toida you only eat it yom alayla? So he says, because the whole idea of the toida is that you make a sudus haidoya. Because the Gemara has an expression in the end of Maseches Tainis, what do you need a Sudas HaDoya for? Because the Gemara has a lotion in the end of Maseches Tainis. If you want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be in a good mood. So after you've already eaten a satiating meal, then you give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy's going to be hungry, so he's not going to be in the mood. Even though he has what to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to thank him properly. So first you eat this delicious meal. And then you have to invite a lot of people to eat with you, because if it were a carbon shlamim, you would have today, tonight, and tomorrow to eat it till shkia. Because it's only a carbon toidah, because it's a carbon toidah special, you have to eat it yom v'layla ad chatzos. So you have to invite twice as many people to eat with you in order that it shouldn't become nicer. What's the purpose of inviting so many people? In order to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public. So he interprets that's what the Tirush Amilis is in the Pasuk and Halal. Negd and Olacholama, he claims that it's not Miloshen Negid, but rather Miloshen Lahagid. To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving an Arichas Dvar. So Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah, the question that the Gonim is, why do we choose to read Arami Yavad Avi? Why don't we read from Parshas Shmos Ve'erabo? So one suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik gave the Gonim, don't give this answer, give a different answer. One suggestion that he gave was perhaps the Mishnah wants to tell us that the mitzvah of Sipri Tzitz and Tzrayim is not just fulfilled by telling over the story. We have to tell the story to our children and tell the story in such a way to teach Yikori Hu Amuna. No, we have to tell the story in such a way that we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Meshabeachim. So that's why we choose to recite Arami Ovid Ovi which is a parsha of Hakoras HaTov, where we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Iker Mitzvah of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. That's why we call it Hagodah. Hagodah Miloshin Higadti Hayom Lashem Alokecho, that the Mepharshim say, some Mepharshim say in that passage, Higadti Shibachti, I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's what Rashi means over here on Lamed Vav and Aleph, Lechem Shenem Olav Dvarim Harbei, for the sake of mitzvah Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim, that you have to have one of the mitzvahs halayla. That's a different passage. That's a different that you learn at Babizela Marta Bishoshesh Matzah Umar or a Korban Pesach. You have to have one chefte shal mitzvah. Once you have a Korban Pesach, that's sufficient. So Bizman HaMikdash, if you have the gufa shal Korban Pesach on the table, so you can start the Agorah, you don't have to wait till they bake the matzah. So the answer is no, because there's another pasuk, Lechem Shoinim Olav Dvarim Harbeh. We want to have an added kiyum in Achilas Matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah sachila plus. You should use the matzah for the sake of fulfilling the Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. And Rashi is defining what constitutes Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. Dvarim Harbeh, the Haggadah with the Halal. The Halal is what the Haggadah is leading up to. It's not that it's a separate thing. We fulfill Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim by saying the Haggadah, and then we say the Halal, that's Lechud. No, the Halal is the whole purpose of the Haggadah, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a Mishnah later that says like that. Kol shalo yomas shlosh dvar meila b'pesach lo yotze yidei chavasa v'yelo heim pesach matzah mor. And kuf tezayinam and aluf, the last line of the common base. Kol shalo yomas shlosh dvar meila b'pesach lo yotze yidei chavasa v'yelo heim. What does it mean lo yotze yidei chavasa? So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out that there's a machloikis, the Maharsho and the Rambam. What pshat is? The Maharsho and the Chidushi Agodah asks the question, how come you don't find in Kol HaTorah Kulo another mitzvah such an idea? How come, let's say, it doesn't say that when you put on the tefillin, if you don't say what the historical background of the tefillin is, what the tefillin is supposed to represent, you don't find that you're not yet to the mitzvah of tefillin? And it doesn't say that if you shake a lulav and you don't give the idea what the lulav is supposed to represent, and you sit in the sukkah and you don't say what the sukkah is supposed to represent, you wear tzitzis, you don't say what the tzitzis is supposed to represent, you don't find such a thing. How come only over here you find such a thing? That if you eat the matzah and you don't say what it's supposed to be all about, then you're not completely in fulfillment of the mitzvah matzah. So the Marsha gives an explanation. So Rav Soloveitchik wondered, how did the Marsha know to learn pshat like that? Kol shalomah shlosh dvar meilu b'pesach lo yotzei dei chavasa. He's not yet to the mitzvah matzah fully. He's yet to matzah, but he's not fully yet to the mitzvah matzah. He's not fully yet to the mitzvah mor. He's not fully yet to the mitzvah of korban pesach. Why didn't he say pasha pshat like the Rambam? The Rambam says that Kol Shalom Shlosh Dvarim Meilu B'Pesach, he's not yet to the mitzvah of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. And if he didn't say it, you're not yet to, period. You're not yet to at all. Not they're not yet to Bishleimuso. If you tell everything, if you read the whole Agoda and you leave out Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, you didn't explain Matzah Zu Shon Echum and Pesach Shoyo Abiseinu Echum and Mor Zeh Shon Echum. If you don't explain that, the Rambam says you're not yet to anything, because the mitzvah of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim on Pesach night has to be in the form of explaining the mitzvah Halayla. And if you didn't do that, then lo yotze klal. So why did the Mashiach choose to learn other than the Rambam? Why didn't he learn like the Rambam? That it means lo yotze dechavah, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, not just the Mashiach. If it's just the Mashiach, so yes, how did the Mashiach know to learn not like Rambam? So he pointed out the Ramban says the Feirish like the Rambam, like the Mashiach. The Ramban and the Mochamis is it's Shalobim Komo. The Ramban and Mochamis on Sukkah is commenting on the Mishnah in Sukkah, where it says in the Mishnah, one who sits in the house, the Shulchan Abasech HaBayis, so Menatera Yoyotze, as long as I sit Rosh HaVirub in the Sukkah, even though Shulchani Abasech HaBayis, when I want food, I keep on leaning into the house and taking out the food. Every time I need something, I lead in, so Menatera is good. And there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, B'Tzilum B'Shama, whether there's any Gzeirah Derabbanan over there. So one of the Tanoim says that's the way he always did. One Tanoim was sitting, the Tanoim, the Mishnah describes the Tanoim visited him on Sukkot, and they saw the way he was sitting in the Sukkot, the Shulchan Abasech HaBayis. And he said, that's the way he always did. So the Tanaim says, Mkein ha'yisa noig, lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. You never fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkot. Why you never fulfilled? In Atari he did fulfill, just from the Rabbanim he didn't fulfill. What kind of an expression is that? So Taisus says on that Mishnah, Taisus in Brachas, David Aleph says on that Mishnah, that you see from the Mishnah that if you do a mitzvah in Menatera Yoyotze, but with the Rabbanim they said, you're not allowed to do it like that. So in the Rabbanah they declare that you're not even Yotze min HaTorah. The Taz makes a whole fuss, the Taz interprets the whole Gemara and Brachas based on this assumption. So Yotze Dechavata Klal HaKlal. If you do the mitzvah in a way that you yotzei min haTorah, but the Rabbanim said you're not allowed to do it like that, that the Rabbanim have such a koyach as to declare that you're not even yotzei deraisa. How does it work? What do you mean? The Baruch Shalom says he is yotzei, and the Chacham is paskin against the Baruch Shalom. So that's what Taisus learns, that you're not yotzei deraisa. And the Ramban disagrees with the Taisus. The Ran quotes the Ramban and the Mocham is there. He says, no, le yotzei dechavos means you're not yotzei legamri, you're not fully yotzei. Yotzei, the level of deraisa is yotzei, but you're not fully yotzei. And to show a mashal that you can find such a lashon in Mishnah, he quotes here. Kol shalom and shlosh and dvar malav pesach lo yotzei dechavos. So he says, what do you mean? You're not yotzei the mitzvah matzah? You know, you're yotzei shalai b'shlemusa. So the Ramban learns the favorites, not like the Rambam. The Ramban learns like the Marsha. He didn't learn like the Rambam that you're not yotzei the mitzvah sipitzias and tzra. You're not fully yotzei the mitzvah matzah. So that seems to be the way that Marsha and the Ramban understood that Mishnah. That seems to be l'chari the nature of this din. Lechem Shmuel's member, lechem she'ainim olo, dvarim harbe, that it's an added kiyum in matzah. It's not that it's a prat. It's not that it's a tenai, a condition, or a detail within the din of sipitzis and so on. That Baba Zed, that's a different thing. For that condition, you can have the korban pesach on the table, and you'll yetzer the mitzvah sipitzis and so on. But there's another din to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, bishlei musa. You should have the matzah on the table from the beginning to the end. So that's why our practice is that we have the matzah from the beginning to the end. We have the matzah on the table. Most people have the practice, not like the goyim. Most people have the practice, the matzah is megula the whole time. The matzah is exposed the whole time. In order that it should be on the mall of dvarim harbe, you're going to have it covered up. So it's not good. It's not there. Whatever's covered up is if it's not there. Or even according to the mini gagra, but at least the matzah is on the table. So it's covered up. So on. But the sof kol sof is on the table. Yeah.
If you hold the coast for halal, that wouldn't be the minigame if you hold the coast to cover the halal.
So maybe then you should not hold the coast for halal. No, whatever. Some Rishayim say like that, that the proper thing is when you pick up the coast for lefichach anachna hayavim, so you hold the coast from lefichach till after the brach of Gol Yisrael. So hold the coast for the whole halal. But it's interesting, according to this Rashi, a lot of people, after they finish the meal, on the bench, Birch Samazan, so they put away, you want to get as many things off the table as possible, you want to have a cluttered up table, so they remove all the matzahs from the table after the bench. So according to Rashi, it's not right. For the fourth kais is going to be the completion of the halal. So for the completion of the halal, should also have the lechem shonim olo dvarim harbi. You should have the matzah on for the kais revi as well. Rashi writes, shigamim olo v'sahalo, the end of the halal. Gomer Mala was a halal. Gomer Mala was a halal. I don't know. I mean, the proper thing is that you should dafke have matzah that you're going to eat. Could be.
Possibility,
yeah.
Isn't there
a
mitzvah
of the rice
tzipur
tzis every day? Right. The Mishnah in Baruch says there is a mitzvah every day of zechira tzis mitzrayim, but on Pesach night there's an additional mitzvah of tzipur tzis mitzrayim. Right. That's what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim, that obviously there are differences between zechira tzis mitzrayim and tzipur tzis mitzrayim. Otherwise, there is a machloekes batanoim whether the mitzvah of zechira tzitzis mitzrayim all year long only applies by yom, or even applies by laila. If the din would have been that it's only by yom and it's not by laila, like one opinion in tanoim, then on Pesach night it was nischadish that tonight you have to mention tzitzis mitzrayim. But we paskin all year long by yom or by laila. We recite the third parasha of Kriyat Shema by shachris and by maariv. So we follow the opinion that the chiyuv zechira tzitzis mitzrayim is by yom or by laila. So what's added on Pesach night? There must be that there's some new dimension added up. That's what Rav Chaim explained, that there are several differences. One difference is that it should be barichas. The chiyur says it means the kitzer, and sipur has to be a hagodah. Hagodah has the connotation of barichas.
Didn't Rav Chaim say the God of Levincha is a distinct mitzvah?
Another difference is it should be Levincha, you should tell it to someone else. The chiyur is just that you talk to yourself, you mention it, and the sipur is to tell it over lacher, v'saper lacher, preferably your children, and if not, you tell it to somebody else. And then there are several other differences. That's Rav Chaim has a few differences between Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which is Noig every night, and Tzipa Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which is on Pesach night. So this is Shmuel's drasha. The Gemara has Shmuel's drasha that you learn out from the pasuk Lechem Oni Lechem Shainim Ala Dvarim Havi. What does the Tanoim understand in the pasuk? Tani Amihochi. The first Tana says like Shmuel Lechem Shainim Ala Dvarim Havi. The second Tana says Davarach Lechem Oni Oniksiv Madaka Shaloni Beprusa. You can't use Matzah Ashir. Matzah Ashir means a Shlema. You have to use Dafke Prusa. Afkam Beprusa. That's the big Machlekes Arishainim. The Tesis quotes over here. Kuf Tezayna Mir Aleph, the top Tesis. What does that mean? There is the Chadina, and every Shabbos and Yom Tov we need Lechem Mishnah. So what happened to Lechem Mishnah on Pesach night? So some Rishonim say that most people have that practice. Yeah, you have to have Lechem Mishnah and two Shleimis, and then in addition to the two Shleimis, you have a broken Matzah, Badarka Shalani Beprusa. And other Rishonim say no. The Rambam and the Rif and the other day in Tesis say no. That's exactly what it means, that you shouldn't have Lechem Mishnah. Then on Pesach night, you should have a broken Lechem Mishnah. One should be a Shleim, and one should not be a Shleim. One should be a Shleim, one should be a Prusa. Madarka Shalani Beprusa. That's in fact why Yar Minik, the Mefarshim on the Haggadah points this out. Salvechi used to point it out. But the Mefarshim say like that. Rami Praga and others have it like that. So why is Yar Minik that we do Yachatz all the way in the beginning of the meal? We're not holding by saying Hamaitzi till after the Tilas Yadayim. So if you need a Prusa, no? So before you say Hamaitzi, break one of the matzahs, so you'll have 2.5 matzahs, 1.5 matzahs, whatever you want. Why do you break the matzah all the way in the beginning? No, because you want to have Lechem Oni Prusa, Lechem Oni Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. You want to have a Prusa from the beginning of the meal. You're going to have a Shleima from the beginning of the meal, so it's Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, but it wasn't an Oni. Madarka Shaloni be Prusa, it should be a broken matzah, Shaonim Olav Dvarim Harbe. They're both drushes combined together. There's a whole discussion in the tour, different opinions. When you have the Shleima with the Prusa, you have two Shleimas and one Prusa, whatever. So what exactly are you saying Hamoitzian, or what are you saying Alachilas Matzan? Different opinions. Anyway, the bottom story is that we eat two Kizaisen. The Mishnah Brura Tainas, most of the Rishonim he thinks don't hold like that. When you say Hamoitzian Alachilas Matzan. So the Mechaber writes, based on a Rosh, the Mechaber quotes the Rosh, that you have to have two Kizaisen. One Kizaisen from the Prusa, one Kizayis from the Shleima. The Pashtus is the Kizayis from the Prusa is for the mitzvah of Matzah, Leil Pesach. The Kizayis from the Shleima is for the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. That's Alpi Pashtus. Why can't you kill two birds with one stone? Why can't you fulfill both mitzvahs with one Kizayis? So the Pashtus is because Ein Ois mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. That's Alpi Pashtus, what these Rishonim are saying. So the Mishnah Brura doesn't like it. He asks, why did the Mechaber quote that opinion? It should have really been sufficient with one Kizayis. But that's our meaning, that we eat two Kizayis. We assume that the Prusa is for the sake of Mitzvah's Matzah, and the Shleima, we eat a Kazayis of the Shleima for the purpose of Sudas Yontif. That's the question. Are Kazayis is enough for Sudas Yontif? Places in Sukkah has a Hechacha from the Gemara that for the purpose of Sudas Yontif we need Yotzim and Kibetzim. So maybe forget. Maybe we eat a Kazayis of the Prusa and a Kazayis of the Shleima, so that's a little more. So you have Yosef Mekibetza. Not that we say you have to have separate Kizayis, Vizelachut, Vizelachut. No. We only fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah from the Prusa. But we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif also. Sudas Yontif we want to have from the Shleima. And you can kill two birds with one stone. You can be Yosef the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif with the Matzah as well. So that you have this Kizayis with that Kizayis, so that makes up the Kibetza. And the Machlokes and Shulchan Aruch. What's the ratio? Like this Rashi in the Ram, what's the ratio between Kazayas and Kibetza? So some Rishonim hold that there are two Zaysim and a Beitza, some Rishonim hold that there are three Zaysim and a Beitza. I think, I'm not sure, I think Tosis means a Zaysim and a Kibetza of Pa. I think so. I don't think I mean the rest of the Suda. I don't know. And then the Gemara has a third drasha on the top of Kuf Tezayim and Al Dover Acher, a third interpretation on the expression Lechemoni Madarka Shaloni Humasik Vishto Ofo Afkanami Humasik Vishto Ofo. By wealthy people who can spend a little extra money, so you can have one person do the whole job of baking all year long. You can have one person do the baking. They first make the fire in the oven, and then they'll prepare the bread, whatever, then they'll make a fire, and then after they made the fire, then they'll put the raw dough into the oven. Then when it's finished baking, so they'll take it out, and after they take it out, they put it on wherever on the side. They only have two hands. They have to take it out like this. And then after they take it out, then they'll turn off the fire. Fine. Yeah, by Yassi, you can really have one person do everything, no? Let's say if you want to bake by us, you just turn on the knob. It's very easy. So really the same person can turn the knob and put the thing in with one hand with the other hand. Then as you finish, so you can turn off the knob and take it out. It's very easy. But Bizmana Gemara was a major production. Bizmana Tanakh was a major production. So you couldn't just make the fire with one hand and put the dough in with the other hand. So if you have one person running the kitchen, so you're gonna have a lot of waste. So he's gonna make the fire, the big production is gonna make the fire. Then you've got to put in the dough. Then when the dough is, you have to keep on checking to see whether it's finished or it's still raw or it's burning. Whether the bread is burning. So when it's finished, you can't put out the fire at the same time that you're taking out the dough. By us, you can, but Bizmana Gemara, they couldn't. So they had to have normally a wealthy person would be able to afford to waste a little extra fuel, to have the fire burning a little before he's ready to use it and have it continue to burn a little after he's finished. Poor man can't afford to burn the extra logs, never. So the husband has to help the wife. So you have to have who masik the ishto ofo. He's making the. You have to have four hands. So the husband's two hands are making the fire, and who masik? He's masik as hatano. He's making the fire, and the wife is kneading the dough at the same time. And after he finishes making the fire in the oven, then the wife puts in the dough right away. And then when it's finished, so the husband is going to extinguish the flame as the wife is taking out the fire, in order not to waste any of the fuel. So just like poor people do all year long, on Pesach night, everybody should do like that. When it comes to baking the matzahs, everybody should do like that. What does that mean? Hu masik v'ishto ofo. What does that mean? That's not the way they do it by Manashevitz. That's not the way they do it by the Haredim. They don't do it by the Shotzer. So what do you mean? So what's the moral of the story here? So there are two interpretations in the Rishonim. The Rashi writes on the top of the daf, Hu masik v'ishto ofo, Rashi with the Rashbam on the bottom of the daf, means b'mehirus. It means you have to do it quickly. All year long, the poor people do it like that in order not to waste fuel. They can't afford to waste logs. So the wealthy people, doesn't matter, so they burn an extra log. They burn an extra half hour, an extra 15 minutes before unnecessarily, they burn an extra 15 minutes after unnecessarily. But by the poor people, they can't afford it. So on Pesach, everybody should do it like that. For what purpose? Not to be cheap, not to save money. No. For the purpose of doing it quickly, that everything should be done b'mehirus, that it shouldn't be bol adechim. And the Rosh suggests a different interpretation, that it doesn't mean so much b'mehirus, yeah, b'mehirus, that it shouldn't become common, it's a different thing. Eshmata mesamatzim, you need shmir mechimus. But the Rosh suggests maybe it means a different word here. Hu masik v'ishto ofo, then a Pesach, you say mitzvah bo yosim v'shluch an yafiyas hamatzim, even though the yafiyas hamatzim is only the hechshem mitzvah. Let's say when you say mitzvah bo yosim v'shluch, go to the vegetable store to buy the maror. You can't send the cotton. You have to daf, you send the gadol. The father of the household has to go himself. You can't send a non-Jewish maid to the store to buy the romaine lettuce or to pick up the matzahs. What mitzvah bo yosim v'shluch doesn't apply on every little thing. To get the pillow, to buy the pillow, to make a pillowcase. Mitzvah bo yosim v'shluch. But atiyas hamatzah does apply. When does it apply? When doesn't it apply? So to the mitzvah itself, he's saying mitzvah bo yosim v'shluch, that you understand. What about hechshem mitzvah? Achanas to the mitzvah. Which achanas does it apply and which achanas not? So the Netziv has in his chibur on the shultas a klal. He says when you have a hechshem mitzvah, hakosah b'Torah. When the Torah gives you a description of this hechshem mitzvah with special halachas, like asiyas hamatzah, asiyas hamatzah has to be done l'shmo. If a nochri is going to bake the matzah, shalom l'shmo, so it's not going to be good for the mitzvah. So the Torah describes asiyas hamatzahs. Sukkot, Asiyas HaSukkot, there are dinim tasav lo menosim. Chag Sukkot tasav l'cho. So the Chachamim interpreted that pasuk with an additional level of interpretation. Not only does it mean kipshuto, one should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for 7 days, Chag Sukkot tasav l'cho shivas yamim, but the additional level of interpretation is one should construct the Sukkot. Sukkot tasav l'cho shivas yamim should construct the Sukkot that's dirty enough to last for 7 days, and the Sukkot should be constructed with ba'as b'cham b'gar nacham yekvech, with the psalas gar v'yeket. So the Chachamim interpreted in the pasuk an additional level of interpretation that is referring to the Asiyas HaSukkah. That's a Chsavtam al Mezuzah b'Sechel Shvecha Ksivas Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. So it's mitzvah bo yosim v'shluch. If a person is a sefer, he knows how to write, so it's preferable he should write his own mezuzah, so write his own tefillin rather than buy from somebody else. Or Kshiras HaChutei Tzitzis. There's no hidden mitzvah l'chatzkila that I should shear off the wool from the animal in order to make the chutei tzitzis, or I should do the shazira lishma, even though you do need the shazira lishma, I should twine I should twine the wool into threads and make it into strings. It has to be done l'shma. If a guy does it, it's no good. But that's not described in the Chumash. The halacha says, and you have to have asiyah l'shma. It's not written explicitly. But the kshiras achutim, the asalim tzitzit akampim v'gdem v'arisim, that is described in the Chumash. So the tying on of the tzitzit to the garment is described in the Chumash. So it's preferable that I should do it myself. It's better, if you know how to tie your own tzitzit, it's better to buy ready-made talis and ready-made tzitzis and tie it on yourself rather than to buy talis that has the tzitzis tied on already. Well, hapakantus, whatever it happens to be, whatever the case is. If you know how to tie your own, so it's better. That's how the Netziv says. It's better to do it yourself because you say mitzvah bo yosem v'shluch. So that's what the Rosh comments on this Gemara. The Rosh is not sure whether he's in... Rosh is not clear whether he's interpreting that in the Pasuk, hum asik vishkof, but that's what it means over here. Well, no, that's a universal din. That's a din from Kalot Harakul. We know mitzvah v'yosem v'shluch. You don't really need this pasuk to teach me that the mitzvah v'yosem v'shluch who masik v'shtofer, that you should participate yourself. But that's what the Rosh quotes. That's why when it comes to baking the matzahs before Pesach, there are those who are medakdei that although all year long they're busy doing other things, making money or learning Torah, whatever, but when it comes to afiyas hamatzahs, they should do it themselves. Based on this Gemara. So these are some of the dinim that I learned out from the Lechem Oini, that matzah ashira is no good. Matzah ashira means either cholot, mevusheles, one day in Rishayim, or ashisha, if it's too big, 72 beitzim, or if it has meiperis, or the Rambam says not all meiperis, a shayla. Or there's another matzah ashira that it should be a prusa as opposed to a shlema, the middle tana over here on Kufta Zayim and all. Then you have Lechem Oini, mishenecha baninas, that Maizu Sheni is no good according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva, that there's nothing wrong. That doesn't pose a problem. We don't darsh in Nechal Baninus. And then there's another Lechem Oini, Lechem Shalom Olav Dvarim Harbe, that the matzah should be used as a chelik of the CPTS Mitzrayim. Even though you have a Korban Pesach on the table, and you have Bava Zeh, but still it's preferable to have the matzah on the table also. So according to many, your Makbidish should be exposed. According to many, your Makbidish, you have Yachas. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam doesn't have Yachas till before Hamoitzi. But in our Haggadah, we have the Haggadah from Rashi, in the Balei HaTosfos, the Haggadah is Maimon, he quotes our Haggadah. So we have Yachas all the way to the beginning of the meal. Yachas all the way to the beginning of the meal, before we begin the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the other drasha was, Hu Masik Vishto Ofo. Either it means the Mehiris, or it means Mitzvah Bo Yosem Vishluch. Tosfos raises a possibility, Alamed Ham and Beis Dimamaschal Yotzim Bidmai, a possibility of another drasha, but it's only on the level of the Rabbanim. That there is a din that Dimai, if you buy from an Am Ha'aretz, a Rova, Bizmana Tanoim, Rova Ami Ha'aretz, Wa Ma'ashrin Ha'im, Rova of the Ami Ha'aretz, all the Ami Ha'aretz were Machish Truman. That there was no Hashad. The Gemara says in the end of Soito, that when the Kohen Gadol, the end of the period of the Baal Sheni, when the Kohen Gadol instituted the Takon of Dimai, so he checked around in Eretz, so he saw that all the Yamehot, everybody's Mafresh Truma, but they weren't all Mafresh Maisers. There was a small miyut, there was a small minority of Amehot who were not Mafresh Maisers. So he was Geizet Dmai as a Chumra Midrabbana. It wasn't really Mikra Din, you don't really have to be Choshish for that miyut. The whole thing is only a Chumra Midrabbana. So that's why you have a lot of coolness in Dmai. So one of the many coolness in Dmai is that Machilam is Anim Dmai, that a person who's a Nani, he doesn't have $200 to his name. A person who's an doesn't have Masai Zuz is permitted to eat Demai. They will never mach. Masai Zuz is much more than $200. It's enough money to live on for a year. You need a lot of money to live for a year. These days, you need a lot of money to live for a year. So one is an ani is permitted to eat Demai. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you use matzah that's treif, that's really treif, even if it's only tevel, tovel, midrabbanon, then you're not yotze. But if you use matzah, which is only a little bit treif as a chumrah, mikra din is not treif, just as a chumrah, so then b'di'evad you would be yotze. So the Tosfos raises the question regarding demai. Demai is not so treif, alright, that aniyim are permitted to eat it l'chatzila. You have so many coolers in demai. So Tosfos is mesubik. What does that mean? It means b'di'evad, if you'll use demai, you'll be yotze, or does it even mean that you're permitted l'chatzila to be yotze with demai? Mesubik hari, that's the Tosfos on Laman Heyam and Beis, you don't ask yotze and demai. Masupikari, boil a mamma yotze dafki b'di'evet. Inami yotze maf lahatchila. Why should it be muta lahatchila? Because lechem oini means that when you eat it, you're considered an oni. And an oni is permitted to eat my lahatchila. It's a new Ein Sof. Usually you say lechem oini means that the cheftz of the lechem has to be, it shouldn't be matzah ashir, it should be lechem oini. But that the achil is called achilas anius, very difficult. The pashtus is faket. When you eat the matzah, the Gemara says you have to have haseba. When you eat the mar, you don't have haseba. Why do you need haseba when you eat the matzah? You're showing derech eros. Showing you're not a poor slav. You're a rich man. You just went out from Mitzrayim. So adarabba, the cheftz is lechem oini, but the achilas achilas ashirus, achilas ben choirin. That's very sufik, but that's where he's mesupik, based on the drasha. Maybe we should make another drasha. Lechem oini, then not only the cheftz is cheftz of lechem oini, the achilas called achilas anias, and an oshir is permitted to eat the maila hatchila on Leil Pesach. And I'm fine. Okay, the hachonas ha-matzah, the apiyas ha-matzah should be done like a poor man. But the question is, the achila though, the achila is also done like a poor man. I mean, he's a poor free man. So he's free, so he eats a saber, but he's poor. So he's allowed to eat the mind. Is that strange? Okay, I thought it was a very strange suffix. This read, alam and hayman base. Yeah, I mentioned that we don't pass from like Rabbi Yisrael Glili here. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says that you're not allowed to use Ma'aseh Sheni because it's Eino Nechal Baninus, and Yidarshin Lechem Oni Misha Nechal Baninus, as if it were written with an al. We pass like Rabbi Akiva, Matzis Riba, that you don't burn out. But maybe there's a different reason why. So what kind of Ma'aseh Sheni does he talk? I'm not talking about Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim. Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim is awesome in our Torah. It's real trade, absolutely awesome in our Torah. L'Suchu Lechem B'Sharecha Ma'aseh D'Gonachah B'Sirosha B'Sirecha. You're not allowed to eat Chutz LiYerushalayim. So Nisa Deraisa. Even an Issa de Rabbanon is also trade. It has to be demai. It's only a chumim in the Rabbanon. Then you yoti the Yevra, maybe the Hafti. So what are they talking about? Obviously they're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. They're not talking Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim. So what's Taka the Din of Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim? Is it Mamon Gavoya or is it Mamon Hedyot? So the Gemara quotes on Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, the last two lines. Amar Avasi Issa Shem Ma'aseh Sheni. Gemara quotes the last two lines and the first 10 lines. On Lamed Chesem and Aleph. There is a machlokes. There was an old machlokes from Meir and Reb Yudith. Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis tells you where it is at the end of the second parak in Kedushin on Nun Dalet and Beis. There is a machlokes in the Mishnah and the Gemara. They discuss machlokes on Meir and Reb Yudith, whether Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya or Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bailemhem Mamon Hedyot. So the Gemara says there are several nafkaminis ladina in this machlokes. A lot of nafkaminis, but here the Gemara has three mitzvahs. One mitzvah is esrog. Esrog shol ma'aseh sheni. That no hadasim and arovus and lulavim on ma'aseh sheni. It's not edible. It's not royal achila. So you're not mafish trumas and ma'aseh. But an esrog is edible. So you can have such a thing as an esrog, so ma'aseh sheni. The din is that you need shalachem on all dalad meaning. You don't just need shalachem on the esrog, but the hadasim and the lulavim and the arovus don't pose any promise. That can't be ma'aseh sheni. But the esrog can be or cannot be ma'aseh sheni, depending what it is. So would one fulfill the mitzvah if he has ma'aseh sheni, an esrog shol ma'aseh sheni? He's not destroying the esrog, he's just picking it up to the yitzi dechavasa, put it down. If you destroy it, savada, you're in violation of the din of ma'aseh sheni. It's supposed to be eaten. You're not allowed to do the violation of mishmeres on the ma'aseh sheni. But we told him just to pick it up, the yitzi, the mitzvah, and put it down and to eat it. Would one fulfill the mitzvah of esrog if he takes up an esrog to ma'aseh sheni? Mar says it depends whether mamon gavoya or mamon bailem. Because you need shalachem, so if it's mamon gavoya, it's not shalachem. If you're Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bailem, then you would be Yaitzid Mitzvah. Then the Gemara says the same machlokes applies to Matzah as well. That by Matzah you also need Shalachem, surprise of surprises. The Gemara says one might have thought maybe there's no din of. It says by Esrog Olakachtam Lachem Shalachem Tehei. Abo Matzah Miksiv Matzah Sem. Why in the world should anybody in his right mind think that you need Shalachem? So the Gemara says, no, you learn in Zereshavit that you do need Shalachem. So the Gemara says that you need Shalachem. So the Mele, the same Achlekes HaTanoim applies. Now how do we pass? Can we pass Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya? Usually Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, Alechek, Rab Yudah, and here the Gemara says this is an exception to the rule, that we pass like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. The Gemara Kiddushin says that. Nun Dalet, that this is an exception to the rule, that we pass can like. The Gemara doesn't say it's an exception to the rule, but the Gemara in Ervin says what the rule is. Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, Alechek, Rab Yudah. So the Gemara says that here the din is like Rab Meir, so we know on our own that this is an exception to the rule. It's a rare case that we're passing like Rab Meir against Rabbi Yudah. So since we pasken the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, so you're not Yaitzeh with Ma'aseh Sheni, but not for the reason of Rabbi Yisrael Glidi. Rabbi Yisrael Glidi said that you're not Yaitzeh because it's not Nechal Baninah. So we don't accept that drosha. We pasken doesn't matter, not Nechel Bani, it's Bipaskin, you're not Yetzi with the Matzah, Shomai Zesheni, because it's Momen Gavoya. That's the reason why. So what does it mean that you need Shalachem? So what if guests come to my home on Pesach? Not guests, my children are there. The children always eat at my home, every Pesach. So I have to be Makna the Matzah to them. Let's say when I buy a lulav, so on the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem. So I tell each child, have a mind to be Koinem HaTamonos Lachzir. And then they give it back. So it has to be Shalachem. On Pesach night also, you can't give them Matana Manas Latz, you're not going to get it back. But you have to give them Matana. So you have to tell everybody should have mind to be Yotze, to be Koine the Matzahs, that they, right before they're about to eat it, and they pick up the Matzah, they should be Koine the Matzah. So the question is, how come we don't make such an announcement? So the Taz says that it's self-understood. That if you're going to give the guy the Matzah to eat, obviously he's not going to give it back to you. So it's not a loan, it's a Matana. So it's understood, self-understood that he's Koine. That's really a question in Rishonim. Normally, you're kind of when you pick it up, you're kind of with Hagbah. But the question is, do you assume that there's really a Das Machna? Shina kind of for a Ghana. A Ghana is kind of a Shina. But the children are not stealing any matzahs from me. I give them permission to eat my matzahs. They're my matzahs. And I give them permission to eat my matzahs. That's the my matzah. So who is such a double pashut that all the food that I give the children all week long, I gave them a supper last night, I gave them Wheaties for breakfast this morning, sandwiches for lunch. So all the food I give, I'm makna to the person to give. That means that it's my food and I give them permission and I encourage them that they should eat it. So nevertheless, there's a machlekes about that. If a guest comes to my home, and he's eating the food, and then he takes some of the food and he gives it to a girl, and he says, "Have you ever kodeshously?" Is it his food to be mekadesh esrisha? Or do you say, "No, it's my food. It belongs to the balabais. It belongs to the host. I was never makna to the guest." So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Machlekes in the Gemara Nedarim. How to read the Gemara Nedarim? Okay. Could say there are different possibilities, but some say that it's not even assumed that it's his for the eating purposes, that it's mine and I give them permission to eat it. So there's no isalei sigzo. Like if I give him permission to sit on the furniture, I give you permission to sit on the sofa in my home. So it's my sofa, and there's no loy sigzol. Usually, there would like this: if you come and you use my property without my permission, that's a shol shalom idaz gazlan hazir, a violation of zera. But because I give you permission, so it's not a shol shalom idaz. That's a shol midaz, but it's still a shol. I'm not makna the table to you. I'm not makna the sofa to you. It's my sofa. I give you permission to use it. So here also, maybe it's my matzah, my food, and I give the guests permission to eat it. So the Taz writes in Hilchos Pesach that there's no need to make such an announcement. Because it's assumed that whenever you have guests and they're eating, it certainly belongs to them, at least with respect to eating. And others question that. It's not so muskim. So others are medactic that you talk and make such an announcement that everyone who picks up some matzah should have a mind to be kind of. The Rambam holds that that's not a problem. But the Rambam writes that a matzah gzulo is not good for the mitzvah because it's mitzvah babavera, the same reason that lulabah gozel is not good for that mitzvah because it's a mitzvah babavera. So why do you need the reason of Lulu Agotel, the Gemara says, on the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need Shalachem. So of course it's not good. The only time a mitzvah babaver is needed for the last days, for the last 5 days of Sukkot. When you don't need Shalachem, and nonetheless, a mitzvah babaver is possible. So what does the Rambam need the reasoning of mitzvah babaver by a matzah gzula on Pesach? No, she said that you need Shalachem. Okay, possibility. Could be, possibility. Or one could say differently. How did the Gemara know that you need Shalachem? The Gemara asks, Miksiv Matzaschem. There's no pasuk that says that you need Shalachem. So the Gemara says on the top of Lamed Chesem and Aleph, 10 lines from the top, Amar Rava, we learn Gzereshava from Chiyuv Chalo. Lechem, Lechem. It says, Vayabachochem, Lechem Horet, and here it's called Lechem Oini. In order to be chayv in challah, has to be shalachem. And what if I steal flour from somebody else and I mix in water? So it's not shalachem? That's a fact, it's not shalachem. They're going to say, I'm not chayv in challah? No, it becomes tevil. The pashtus says it does become tevil. The only problem is, am I balabas to be mafish challah? So the Gemara talks about being kind of a shinui. But it certainly does become there is chala chiyav kala on pipashtus. What does it not mean over here that just like by chala you need shalachem, so to over here for the mitzvah of matzah you need shalachem? So it could be, that's what Rashi Soloveitchik used to say, it could be that it doesn't, according to the Rambam's pshat, could be that it doesn't really mean that you need shalachem. The Rosh understood the literally need shalachem by matzah. The Rosh says that matzah gzul is not good because you need shalachem. And the Taz says you need shalachem, and he discusses what you have to be makhmen the matzahs to the guests. But it could be that one could learn differently. Perhaps the Rambam learned, perhaps the Rambam meant the way you said it, perhaps otherwise. You could learn pshat the Gemara that even after the Gzer Hashem, it doesn't mean that you need matzah aschem. It's just the din that shall hegdish is potter from challah. So if you hold ma'asi sheni, momen gavoa, you potter from afrashas challah, because hegdish doesn't become teva. Just like real hegdish doesn't become teva, so even ma'asi sheni, momen gavoa means that this is also labeled as hegdish. Momen gavoa means that it's hegdish. It doesn't become tevel. So maybe that's what it means. A matzah shal hegdish is pasul the mitzvah's matzah. It's a psul of hegdish, but not that you need positive shalachem. Maybe bichlal you don't need shalachem. The only chisaron is if it's a matzah shal ma'aseh sheni, ma'aseh sheni mam gavoya, that's called a matzah shal hegdish, that would be no good. Yeah, if that's the case, then there's no problem of shalachem. Then even after reading the Gemara, you still don't see that it says that you need shalachem. Kinyan Hagbah. Kinyan Derabbanan. That's right. Kinyan Derabbanan. Taisus Sheet in Bav Metzia is that when do we say that Mashiach and Hagbah are only kind of Midirabbanan? If you all like Rabbi Yechon, Mashiach and Hagbah are only kind of Midirabbanan. That's only when you're buying it. So you had the option of paying kesef. So it's Vatara Mois kindness. So then I tell you, you only kind if you give mois. If you don't give mois, you just do mishir and agbah, then you only kind with the rabban. But if I'm giving it to you with matanah, so there is no mois to give, then Taisa's opinion is, then you're kind of minatar with mishir and agbah. Mishir and agbah exist minatar as kinyon. Vaharai by bene noya, the kainah. And by Yisrael also, Taisa's claims, Taisa's interprets the Gemara is saying that. Taisa has offshot in the Gemara in Perek Azov that it says that. The Ramban disagrees with Taisa. He holds that it's wrong. Even if you're zechem and ahefken, even if you're kind of matanah, you cannot be kinder with Mashiach and Hagbah. I say, how can you be kinder? So he says, with Yad. So if I pick up the matzah like this, and I'll start to eat it like this, so Yad is only and what's in my hand. Whatever will be above my hand will be Ava Yad. Okay, so if I pick the whole matzah up like this, I'll have an Ava Yad. The way you normally pick up a matzah, you pick it up like this, you don't have a Yad, you don't have an Ava Yad. So then talk to pregnancy. But you break it up to tiny particles and put it in your hand. That would be Yad. That's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, right? That's a machlokes in Rishonim, in Shulchan Aruch, whether a kinyan de Rabbanon works on the level of their eyes or not. Do you say Hefkibez and Hefkibot Lahafter and Lahakmas Lachir? But kinyan de Rabbanon would be called Shalachem even on the level of their eyes. Or do you say no? But Hefkibez and Hefkibot and Nesibis holds like this. Of course, we show them all like that. The Hefkibez and Hefkibot only works in Atar, but the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. It only works in Atar Lahafkiman. But Lahakmas Maman Lachirim works, but that works only with the Rabbanon. So in the case that you need a Shalachem de Raisa, a kinyan Rabbanon would not be more. That's machlokes the Ktsais in the Nesiva. That's machlokes the Rishonim about this. So the Ktsais holds like one of the Rishonim and the Nesiva holds like the other one. I mean, the mouth should be the Yad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mouth would be the Yad. But the Yad means literally Yad. A Yad means any part of the body. Yeah. The Pashtus says that it is. Yeah. The Pashtus says that Yad is loved after Yad. Any part of the body, where it's the stomach. That's right. Okay. The Mishnah says that on Pesach night you have to have Arba Kaisis. We know that these four kaisis have four brachas recited with them. The first kais we recite the Kiddush. The second curse, we recite the Baruch Hashem Yalonu Legolas Arasenu Mitzrayim Gol Yisrael. The third curse, we recite Birch Samozna Alakos. And the fourth curse, we complete the Halo Gomeras HaHalo V'yomerol of Birchas Hashir. That's the Mishnah Kuch Yud Zayin Beis. We recite the bottom Mishnah. We recite Birchas Hashir. What exactly is Birchas Hashir? That's the bracha that one recites at the conclusion of the Halo. What is that? The Gemara has a machloek. It's on Kuf Yud Ches Samen Aleph, on the top line. One opinion is that it's Nishmas Kol Chai. One opinion is that it's Yehalalucha. Yehalalucha is the last paragraph that we...